You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 23rd of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. Our starting point is today Surah Yunus, chapter number 10 and verses 27 to verse number 30. To recap our previous lesson, yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informed us what is this worldly life. That you see that when the rain comes, then it mingles the plants and the flora, fauna of this world. It mingles with that water and raindrops. And then me and you, human being, animals, we consume from there all the wonderful fruit and vegetation and what have you. So much so now this land reaches its beauty. You see that? When it becomes so beautiful and it adopts its splendor and so forth. Wazayyanat, you see that? So now it is so good and smart and so forth, and it becomes so beautified and so. Then the people, the owners or the managers think they have power over it. Suddenly, Allah sends His punishment, His army. The locusts come, the tsunami comes, the hurricane comes, and فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا, and then makes it like the person used the lawnmower and he cleaned everything up. You must remember that. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. No one knows the party of all the army of Almighty Allah except Him. So different types of army. Allah can take a small ant and destroy the whole palace and everything and kingdom. So that is Almighty Allah. What is Allah Ta'ala is inviting us? Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah is inviting you, calling you to the house of peace, tranquility, serenity, everlasting pleasure. Jannat al-firdaus al-a'la, jannat al-na'im. And Allah alone guides to the straight path. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guides us, showing us the directions, but inserting that nur and radiance and effulgence in the inner recesses of our heart, that is the sole prerogative of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And for people like me and you, inshaAllah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we leave this world with Iman and Islam, and it becomes the best day in our life. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. And always daily read the dua, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, and verse 101, Tawaffani muslima. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِصَالِحِينَ. O beloved Allah, let me pass away with perfect Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious and devout servants. And then, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى. For those who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity, there's husna, jannah. Waziyada, the added bonus. What is the added bonus? Allah Himself will address the people of Jannah when they're in Jannah. O Ahlul Jannah, are you happy? Are you pleased? They will say, what more can we ask for? Allah says, no, I got one more thing. What can it be? Allah will remove all the veils and curtains. And Ru'yat Bari Ta'ala will take place. The Jannatis will see all Mighty Allah's Noor, radiance and effulgence. Read now with me, O esteemed listeners. O Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka. Allahumma inna nas'aluka, O beloved Allah, we beg of thee, we implore you, Ya Allah, ladzatan nadari, we have the pleasure of seeing, ila wajhikal kareem, ila wajhikal kareem, your honorable countenance, we see you, Ya Allah. That will be the greatest gift which Allah confers to the people in Jannah. And remember, some will see Allah every day, some will see every second, third day. The minimum we will see Allah Jalla Wala in Jannah once a week, and that also will be Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Tonight is a big night, tomorrow is a big day, Sayyidul Ayyam, and in Jannah also. Read again, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladzat an-nadari ila wajhikal kareem, the hadith in Musnad Ahmad. And their faces will not be covered, you must remember, with any darkness and no any disgrace or anything. They will be the people of Jannah, their faces will be shining and glittering with noor and radiance and everlasting eternal joy, eternal prosperity, serenity. Not like this world, we're handsome for 5 years, 10 years, then the ladies have to put powder and put this and put this and put what and what, Botox on their buttocks, and Allah alone knows what else, all haram things and all that. So remember this, you must remember. So this is why Islam said, all this makeup and all this lipstick, and you go outside, فَيَا زَانِيَا, she's just like an adulteress, remember that. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allah Jalla Wala spoke about the people of Iman. Al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi-asdadiha. Things are recognized by the opposite. Now what happens to those people who are sane and mature, and they passed away and died on their kufr and blasphemy? They died on their shirk and polytheism and idol worship. They died on their nifaq, that they only paid lip service to Islam. The inner recesses of the heart was devoid of Iman. Allah protect us. Allah make hifazat of us. Allah alone knows what will happen. So chapter number 10, Surah Yunus, verse 27, will continue till the half para, half juice, and that is verse 30, inshallah. وَالَّذِينَ كَسَبُوا, Almighty Allah Al-Jalla Wala is who? The only Khaliq, only exclusive Malik. Khaliq means he creates. And human being, professors, scientists put all together. Chapter number 22, verse 73. They can't even create today, tomorrow, till day of Qiyamah, a single fly. How will ensoulment take place? Insert the ruh. They don't even understand that. And all of them can come together. So Allah is the exclusive Khaliq and Malik, the only owner of this universe. Me and you are temporary users and temporary owners. My car, my house, my farm, my flats, my business, all temporary, then finish. So human being is kasib. Kasib means that now he says, I want to give charity, I want to pay zakat, I want to do good. So that is hasanat. Then he says he wants to commit fornication, Allah forbid. He wants to go to the casino. He wants to do crooked dealing. So that is the sayyi'at. So Allah is speaking about those people who committed the kufr and shirk and blasphemy and idol worship. وَالَّذِينَ كَسَبُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ, and those who earned the evil actions and deeds. جَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ مِمِثْلِهَا, so the punishment will be similar to the crime. You say the punishment must suit the crime. So that is exactly so Jahannam. So بِمِثْلِهَا وَتَرَهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّهُ, and their faces will be covered in disgrace, remember that. Wherever they look, it will be disgrace and disgrace. And when Allah disgraces a person, we can see Trump, we can see MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, we can see so many people, be governments and who, that وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. When Allah disgraces a person, Allah protect us, there's none to give him honor. Chapter 22, verse 18. So, مَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِيمٍ. Here in this world, we get senior lawyer, senior advocate, senior counsel, and help me out, get me out from jail, give me bail, and so forth. There Allah says that there's no one there by Almighty Allah to protect you. You must remember that. كَأَنَّمَا أُغُشِيَتْ هُجُوهُهُمْ قِطَاءً مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ مُظُلِمًا. It is as though as their faces will be covered as part of the extremely dark night. قِطَاءً قِطَاءً. The small portions, so yeah, the portions of the night, dark night, Muslima, will be covering their faces, and everywhere they will be like that. You see that? Because of their kufr and shirk. A person in this world might be dark in complexion, but when he's going to enter Jannah, his face will be shining, glittering, and totally white. A person can be white and fair in complexion. Abu Lahab is called the father of flame. So handsome he was. سَيَسْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبٍ. But he's dispatched to the lahab, to the flames and the fire. He and his wife, Umme Jamil, وَمْرَأَتُ. You see that? So you don't mean you are white here and fair here, you'll be white there. Nay, dispatch, and all this will happen to Abu Jahl and his wife and all these kuffar and mushrikeen who are sane and mature. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Those are the people, the inmates and the companions of the fire, the inhabitants of the fire, and they will dwell and stay there forever and ever. Somebody objects and say, but the word abada is not there, so how are you translating for everlasting doom and gloom? We say, Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'duhu ba'dha. The Qur'an Sharif, some verses elaborate, expand and expound on the other verses. Go and read chapter number 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, and verses 64-65. See what Allah Jalla Wala states. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Verily Almighty Allah curses the non-Muslims, deprives them of His special mercy. And me and you, what we do? Read now with me, O Muslim, O Muslimah. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. O beloved Allah, include us in your mercy. Every minute, every moment, every second, we require your mercy, Ya Allah. Without your mercy, we're dead. We can't survive, Ya Allah. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Wow, Haliya, wiles. Wow, wiles. أَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You are the exclusive one, the most merciful one to show mercy. What a powerful, potent dua. Nabi Musa alayhi salam is reading. Nabi Harun alayhi salam is saying, Ameen. O husband, read. And O wife, say, Ameen. O mother, read. And let your children say, Ameen. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You see that? So yeah, Almighty Allah is saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Allah has cursed the non-Muslims, already prepared for them the inferno and blazing fire. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. You see the word abada? Allah will let them dwell and stay there eternally, forever and ever. لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. They will not find any protector, any helper, nobody there for them. Chapter 33, verses 64-65 of the Noble Quran, Surah Ahzab, the coalition. Allahumma jirna min al-nar. Allah save us from Jahannam. Allah mahfadna minhu. Save us from all the torment, punishment, and chastisement. What will occur, unfold on the day of justice. وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ مَيْمُونَ بِنْتِ سَعْدِ. Hadith in Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad. She came and said, Ya Rasulullah, أَفْتِنَا فِي بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ. أفتنا في بيت المقدس. أبو علماء اندو پاک سے عبد بيت المقدس. عرب علماء سے بيت المقدس. Both are correct. You say that, anyone you say is acceptable. Then give us a fatwa, a verdict, Ya Rasul Allah. You were, you are, you always will be the greatest and the mightiest of Allah's creation. قال, the Master عليه السلام said, هي أرض المحشر والمنشر. You will gather there. Your assembly point will be there. Your congregation, you will congregate there. What did we do for Aqsa? What did we do for Qibla-i Ula? What did we do for Palestine? In time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Jordan, all these places were conquered. He didn't go there. Palestine was conquered in the 16th year of the Hijrah. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda came from Medina to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he came on one animal, one means of conveyance. And when they entered, he was walking and he had 18, 19 patches on his clothing. The people looked, is this Amirul Mu'mineen? The Sahaba, Tabi'een were there, shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, in front of Aqsa al-Mubarak. Till today the mountain is called Jabal Mukabbar, the mountain that echoed when the Sahaba and them shouted, Allahu Akbar, Amirul Mu'mineen came. You see that? So that is what day of Hashr, day of Mahshar, the day where we will gather and assemble and congregate. وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ, and the day we will gather them, جَمِيعَ, all of them. Your body was cremated, you drowned, body was not retrieved. Everybody will come, male, female, adult, child, and all creation. ثُمَّ نَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, then we will tell those mushriks, idol worshippers, the Hindus, the Buddhas, the idol worshippers, مَكَانَكُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَشُرَكَاءُكُمْ, stay in your places, you, that the worshippers, and whom you are worshipping, your semi-gods and demigods, so you and your so-called partners, remain where you are, don't move, so that Allah's command, what can they say? They will just remain there and waiting for the next command. So, أَنْتُمْ وَشُرَكَاءُكُمْ, and then, فَزَيَّلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ, thereafter, subsequently, we will separate them. The abidin, the worshippers, will be one side, and those what they were worshipping, who they were worshipping, all will be one side. You see that? So whether it's the stones, whether it's the trees, whether it is lingam, or whether it's yoni, or whether it's ganeshi. So lingam is a male organ, yoni is the female organ. And remember, ganeshi is the elephant, Hanuman is the monkey, and Ganpati is the rats and the mice. And for you Muslim to sell fireworks, buy fireworks, and sell Diwali cards, and all that from A to Z, totally haram. There's no place for that. We can't be selling our iman for a few dollars and rands and rupees and so forth. فَزَيَّلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ, hence we will separate them. وَقَالَ شُرَكَاءُهُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ إِيَانَا تَعْبُدُونَ, and those that they were worshipping, the idols and so forth, will say, never did you worship us. You see that? So they will say, we got nothing to do with you, and we never told you to worship us. So what will be there? They'll be left in the lurch. They said that they will help us, they will bring us nearer to Allah. مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. So Allah is making it clear, because that's the day, يوم الحساب, the day of reckoning, يوم الدين, the day of justice, يوم الحسرة, the day of remorse and regret and afsos, يوم التغابن, you will know who the winners and the losers are. So many different names Allah Azza wa Jalla gave this majestic day, the day of justice, Yawm al-Qiyamah. فَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ, and Allah Jalla wa Ala suffices for us as a witness. You see that? between us and you. So it shows that you must remember this. So these demigods, Allah will give them power to speak, and they'll say, Allah is witness. We never told you to worship us, and we're not interested in you. We can't help you. In kunna an ibadatikum laghafilin, and we are totally unmindful, unaware that you were worshipping us, because we never told you that. We didn't give you any benefit. We didn't cause you any harm. La nafi'a illahu wa la darra illahu. There's none to give you benefit except him, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And none to cause you harm except him, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla. So see the day of justice, then they'll be crying, begging, sobbing. وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. When they see that what is happening, these mujrimeen and these criminals, then they will say, Ya Allah, hanging their heads in shame. رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِئْنَا فَرْجِئْنَا. You see that? They will say, Ya Allah, we saw. Ya Allah, we've heard. Ya Allah, we implore you and beg you, please send us back. And we will do everything. What they say? Rabbana, absarna, wasami'na, farji'na, na'mal salihan inna muqinoon. We will do all the good deeds now. We have 100% yaqeen and conviction. Iman is yu'minuna bil ghayb. Not yu'minuna bil mushahada, not after you see. So therefore their request will be rejected, and then they'll be dispatched straight to Jahannam and stay there forever. Allah protect us. The last verse for today's lesson, hunalika, there at that end instance. So hunalika tablu kullu nafsim ma aslafat. So every person will carefully analyze and come to see ma aslafat, what they had sent before. You see that? When the people going to Jannah, the Maiman people, Maimana, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُهَا وَمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَا. The people who receive their books in the books of hand, in the hand, right hand. They are, Quran says, Ashabul Maimana, chapter 90, verse 18. They are Ashabul Yameen, the people who are on the right side. So then Allah Ta'ala, he will say, see, this is my report. This is my boarding pass. I'm sitting in first class. I pass with distinction, Kumlu Day. In front, Allah says, Kulu washrabu haniyam bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliya. You see what? Aslaftum, yeah, aslafat, same thing. So they will analyze and they will see carefully everything what they send forth. Ma aslafat wa ruddu, and they'll be returned. Ila Allahi mawlahumul haq, to Allah Jalla wala, who's the true master of everything. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ, and whatever they invented and fabricated, all that will leave them in the lurch. You'll say, I don't know you. I can't do anything for you. In this 21st century, at least that much common sense we should have, that how can we ever worship somebody, something besides Almighty Allah? We worship Allah alone, independently. Our first words to our children will be, La ilaha illallah, la ma'abuda bihaqqin illallah. Truly none is worthy of worship except him, Almighty Allah Jalla wala. And then Muhammadur Rasulullah, and Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the messenger of Almighty Allah, the final messenger, Khatamun Nabiyeen, and the greatest and mightiest for all time, all places. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatulil Alameen. So that is our message, that we have the best and we must share it with the rest. May Almighty Allah Jalla wala give us tawfiq and the divine ability and capability to understand the Quran Sharif, to practice on it, and the Sunnah Mubarakah, and to propagate it to all and sundry. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Merkaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.